It's such a gift to be able to celebrate our life liturgically. For today is the last Mass before we celebrate the Ascension. And in the Gospel acclamation, I quoted these words as I sang, "I went from the Father and came into the world, and now I leave the world and return to the Father." And this is the great feast that we anticipate, the feast of the Ascension. And in thinking of the Ascension, it brought to mind a study that a number of us did during Lent, which was a study of Dante Alighieri's The Divine Comedy. This is perhaps the longest poem ever written, and it took a long time to write. He started it in the year 1301 and didn't complete it until around the year 1320. And as you perhaps know, it is Dante's story. It's his pilgrimage through hell, purgatory, and then into paradise. And it seemed appropriate, as we are thinking about the Feast of the Ascension, to consider what he, Dante, experiences when he reaches paradise and what is called the beatific vision. Listen to these words from the Divine Comedy. "So deep was my vision that I saw how it contains within it depths of all things," the depths of all things, Dante says, "bound in a single book by love." Listen to that again. "The depths of all things bound in a single book by love." That's the beatific vision. All things brought together, bound by the love of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But then he says these words in the very next clause of the sentence, "of which creation is the scattered leaves." So in the beatific vision, the book is bound by love. But creation, that is where we are now, are the scattered leaves. What does he mean by this? And here I'm appreciative to Bishop Robert Barron, whose lectures we followed as we studied the Divine Comedy. And listen to how Bishop Barron describes the scattered leaves that we experience in creation. He says, "Think for a second, if you had a whole novel, 1,000 pages, but it's up on the top of a mountain. It's just loose leaf. There's no cover, there's no binding, and the wind is allowed to just carry the pages all over the place. And some go up into the high winds, and some go down into the water. They end up flying all over the world. Some are ripped in half. Some are covered up. Some end up in trees. And what we find here and there are little bits of it. Like, there is a page of the book, and I read it, and it does not make a lot of sense. Or I get even half a page, and it makes zero sense. Maybe I find four or five, but they're from different parts of the book, so it's not making sense. Maybe occasionally some of us get together who have found some of these sheets of paper, and we begin to see the contours of the story." Well, that's what life is like, isn't it? As I'm seeking to understand what it's all about, I get little bits and pieces. I get scattered leaves. But see, within the depths of God again, how it contains within its depths all things bound in a single book by love. That's very important too. It's the divine love that's telling the story. So bound in a single book by love, of which creation is the scattered leaves, there is no solution to the problem of evil this side of heaven. How often we can ask or have asked, "Father, why? Why is there this suffering?" Well, I mean, I don't know. I've only got scattered leaves here below. But in the vision of God, all see bound as a single book by love, of which creation is the scattered leaves. I found that so helpful when I heard this the first time about 4 months ago. Wow, it helps to make sense of this world in which we live, but it helps to give it meaning because we understand that in the fullness of the beatific vision, there is one book bound by love. And I think this is exactly what our Lord is talking about when he says in veiled language from today's gospel, "On that day you will ask nothing of me. Very truly I tell you, if you ask anything of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now you have not asked anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be complete." Now let me unpack that a little bit, because I don't know if you feel as I do, I am not sure what this is about. It is confusing because there's the repetition of this word ask. And one of the things I discovered in my study is that here in this part of John's Gospel, there are two different Greek words used for the word ask. Let me read the first part again. "On that day, you will ask nothing of me." Now, this word for ask is the word that we would use when asking a question. For instance, Jesus tells the parable of the sower. He speaks in parables, in metaphors, in images. And so when the apostles go into the room, they ask him a question. What does this mean? So during the course of his earthly ministry, the apostles repeatedly asked questions. "Lord, explain the meaning of your parable. What does it say to us?" So that's the first word that Jesus uses here for ask. Oh, and by the way, you don't actually have that part of the verse in the reading from the Missalette. It picks up with the next part of the verse. "Very truly I tell you, if you ask anything of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be complete." Now this is not the word ask that would relate to asking a question. This is a different Greek word. And it's in the form that's called the imperative, meaning it has an emphasis of a pleading, of making a demand, of making a request. So this is what Jesus is saying. I'm about to go back to heaven. And from heaven, you're going to pray in my name. You are going to ask. You are going to plead. You are going to say, "Send the Holy Spirit. Give to us the Spirit of truth, so that as we continue to live through this world of scattered leaves, we can even here below find another book that is bound by love. The 73 books of Holy Scripture." This is what Jesus is talking about in today's gospel. When you plead and say, "Send the Holy Spirit, I will answer your prayer. And I will, by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, lead you into all the truth, so that the Holy Spirit will inspire the writers of the New Testament, and that the Holy Spirit will inspire the whole church to bring together this book bound by love." My beloved brothers and sisters, what a gift it is to be people of faith. And what we discover as we continue to live here below, as we ask the Lord, "Lord, give me deeper understanding, give me deeper meaning," then we are like Apollos in that first reading. We're told that Apollos came from Alexandria. Do you know what Alexandria had? The biggest library in the world, more books than any other city in the ancient world. And Apollos was a man of study. He was a man who asked questions. He wanted to know the why. But it's so beautiful that Aquila and Priscilla come to him and they teach him the way of the Lord more fully. I think what happens here is that Apollos goes from the asking of questions to a deepening of relationship in knowing Jesus and being able to say, Lord, please help me to see you more, to understand, for you to live in my heart. And it's so great that at the end of that reading, we're told that he, Apollos, as he came to this deepening relationship with Jesus, was able to greatly help those who through grace had become believers. What a gift it is that we can ask of the Father in the name of Jesus. And as I said at the beginning of the Mass, that's what we do here. We're asking, we're pleading, we're saying, Lord, may we come to that deepening relationship with you. And as that happens, isn't it lovely to think that one day this book, bound by love, will give way to the book that Dante envisions in the beatific vision, where all of the scattered leaves of creation come together, bound by love. For remember what St. Paul said in the chapter on love, 1 Corinthians 13? Now we see, but through a mirror dimly. Now we only know in part. But then we will know fully, even as we are fully known. May you have a blessed feast of the Ascension. And may Dante's vision inspire you to continue to live like Apollos, like Priscilla, like Aquila, deepening in wanting to know Jesus.